the novel is the story of mainly two children who live in the streets because of violence and sexual abuse and so on, and how they go around about trying to survive in the streets of Brazil. And as well as prostitution, child prostitution, and all the other gender marginalities that you see in the nights in the city of Salvador Bahia. How do you write this? You know, how do you write this as someone who's not there, who didn't grow up in the streets, who's not even Brazilian, whose language is not, whose native language is not Portuguese? You know, so there are many borders to go across. And I think part of the great challenge of literature is how to cross these borders, but effectively, you know, and not in a way where you turn this into a spectacle, turn this into entertainment, turn it into folklore. So there's a real big challenge, not only from a literary perspective, from an aesthetic perspective, but also from a political perspective. It's not a minor issue how to portray these populations, or not these populations, any reality that is different from yours. And that is what literature does, in effect. Right? How do you do that in a way that is fair, that is true, that doesn't betray the other, right?
You were an immigrant yourself. Yeah, I'll put something in from my own experience. I mean, I grew up in Germany. I then lived in like lots of different places. So I've sort of been a little bit all over the place. I always felt that I was in a very privileged position, mainly because I'm white, not because I'm a woman. But I wonder to what extent that influences one's perspective. I know it certainly influenced mine.
In a way, you're always sort of a foreigner. You're always an outsider. And I, in fact, can never get rid of this feeling of being an outsider, even in my own country. You know, I left when I was 15, and by the time I went back 30 years later to try to go back to live to Mexico City, it was an entirely different city. I remembered it in black and white, if you like, and now there was it's an entirely different city. So you're always sort of an outsider, and that is it's certainly a burden, but it's also liberating, and it's also a privilege, like you say. But you know, John Berger says something really interesting about how in order to be able to see the other, you have to get rid of everything that you carry with yourself and put yourself in the place of the other, looking at the world from their eyes and with their own baggage rather than yours. That is, of course, impossible. That's utopia, right? But to attempt to do that as far as you can do it is the only way to get there. I think this sort of voluntary permanent exile helps you, trains you into this talent of being able to get rid of your baggage. For one thing, because you learn that whatever baggage it is that you carry is definitely not the truth, and it's definitely not an absolute point of reference, right? It's always something you put on. And learning that, as simple as it might seem, is very difficult for most people. So this sort of trains you in it, and I think in that sense, yes, it helps you, and it's brilliant. To me, it was really shocking going from a comfortable middle class in Mexico City to being a migrant in the United States. Not with great economic difficulties, but yes, with an entirely different worldview that is imposed on you in a very aggressive way, and where everything that you believe in, everything that you thought was solid, all of a sudden melts into air, right? That experience is fundamental. It goes back to what I was saying. It shakes this notion that you have a solid edifice from where you look at the world, and all of a sudden you're naked there in the world and ready to take on whatever dress is necessary at the moment. So that sort of pushes you into the wonderful adventure of being able to see other realities for what they are and trying to understand them from what they are. That, in a sense, has a lot to do with jumping a little bit to 2006 with Zapatismo and everything that was happening in Mexico at that time. It has a lot to do with how Zapatistas look at the world.